Mayor Gantz?
My concern with this goes to transportation as well. On page three dash, or section two dash two, where it's, I think it's technically page three dash two, it says in there that the Broward County Transit Division's staff report states that current and future fixed county bus service, as well as the city's community bus service, is provided to be, to the proposed amendment site. They also make recommendations, as well as our own staff, our PBMD group report makes recommendations on that as far as providing for multimodal transportation and pedestrian and bicycle traffic. My concern with, in order to accomplish that, usually that means that that puts a greater impact on the roads in order to make that space, to be able to fit everything into one limited space that you have. So if you're going to insist that we want, you know, pedestrian traffic and bicycle traffic, somewhere along the line, you can't fit 12 pounds of sugar in a 10-pound bag. You're going to have to make accommodations. That might put a greater burden on the vehicular traffic if you're trying to make room for all these things in here. In my own city, trying to keep the complete streets methodology, we're reducing lanes on Hillsborough in a small stretch in order to better accommodate these things like bus transportation and vehicle or bicycle transportation. But in doing that, we're putting a greater impact on the roadway, which is already F-graded as well, which good luck finding a thoroughfare in Broward County that isn't F-rated. So if we make these recommendations, is it possible to make these part of a conditional use or a condition of approval? Because they seem very vague.
Could I respond? Remember that we're amending a regional or a local activity center that already has a certain amount of development permitted. So most recently, we were at the Planning and Zoning Board for the City of Pembroke Pines for a portion of this property. And a large portion of the time was spent on making sure that we had pedestrian and vehicular connections between the various parts of the property. So we've really already built that in. So we have no objection if you want to add to your motion the language that's coming from Mass Transit and development management, that we have these connections, because we're doing it anyway.
But what does that mean with doing that? We're putting these recommendations in, because they're very vague.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what I understood them to be from talking to the folks when we were going through this process. Number one, there's already pretty good bus service on Pines Boulevard. And yet this, can we put the aerial photo up one more time?
Commissioner Gantz, would you give the page that you were referring to again?
Three dash two, yes.
Number 3-2, and it's under the transportation and mobility continued. And I think it's the third paragraph of that part, the last paragraph.
Yes, it is. It's actually starts in the second paragraph and continues on to the third paragraph.
Okay. So remember that in what they're talking about in the second paragraph is a lot of within the site. And then the third paragraph, the way I'm reading it, is between the site and wherever the other mass transit facilities are. And we're fortunate that Pines Boulevard has very good bus service. But look at how deep the property is. It goes all the way down to Washington Street. And so the back portions of the property are generally the residential, and the front portions are generally commercial, although I'm really oversimplifying the plan. But the idea was to make sure that we have pedestrian and bicycle avenues to travel within the property and to get you out to Pines Boulevard, where the bus stops and the rest of the things are. And so that's what we're already doing.
Just so I can clarify or add on to Commissioner Gann's concern, you're in no way reducing the lines of traffic, lanes of traffic, the right-of-ways, or anything else in order to accommodate the pedestrian, bicycle-friendly environment.
No, we are not. Okay. Like, for example, I know what Commissioner Gans is talking about on Hillsborough Boulevard, because I've been following that, where they actually are taking a portion of a six-lane road, making it a four-lane road, so that you can have the other four.
Furthermore, if they needed a bus cutout, you would give up some of your...
We'll be going back for a plat note amendment after this process is done. At that time, all the county departments have an opportunity to review it again. If Mass Transit wants a bus cutout, they'll ask for it. I have been noticing lately that they haven't been asking for those bus pullout lanes, because they say that once the bus gets in the lane, they'll be allowed back in.
But to his point, you're not going to use up any of the current traffic capacity area for anything you're doing or reduce it in any way.
That's correct. We are not.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I think I have Ms. Graham. Oh, we're good. Okay. I think we're ready for. Oh, sorry.
Just from staff's perspective, so does the council have an opportunity to revisit things such as how the models are being conducted? Is that something that would require, and I don't mean for this particular application, I just mean in general, moving forward, having had the discussions on multiple occasions?
So when we receive the model, what we do is we review it. And sometimes we have to go back to the MPO and say, this doesn't make any sense at all, because this site is by I-95, and you have all of the traffic going almost to A1A. So it doesn't make any common sense that way. So we do review it from that perspective. I mean, if there's a specific scenario that the board is interested in having modeled, you know, we would have to ask them for that. But, you know, there's a fee involved for that. We pay them. The applicant pays them directly for those model runs, unless there seems to be an error that's occurred in the model run.
Again, I guess I'll do this offline and speaking with you. I'm still trying to understand how the model was utilized using a road that isn't even abutting the property, unless it's, again...
Maybe what you could do is have the MPO come through one time and do a brief presentation.
And I'm not the MPO, so just for the record.
Right.
We got a couple, but do a presentation of when you hand them the land use change, how they approach it and make decisions.
So if the net number of trips, which is, I think, 446, was distributed on the network. So it's not saying that those trips are going straight from the site to Hiatus Road. They're going, you know, probably via Washington Street or via Pines Boulevard or however it is that they're getting there.
So they're traveling...
They're traveling other roads to get to those roads, so it's not saying that it has direct access to Hiatus.
But they're having to travel through the roads that are not meeting
correct, that are not triggering the policy.
Okay. And again, I'll do that offline just to better educate myself. I mean, I do believe that there's a different way to probably potentially share information with the council, just so they're aware of the conditions surrounding some of these proposed areas.
I have some notes here for how I think we could change the report.
And certainly, this is not the first development that's coming through this activity center. So I don't want the council, I mean, clearly this is not the first time. So I just wanted to share my concerns and observations, I guess.
Commissioner Castillo.
Just to offer some brief background on this. This is going to be downtown Pembroke Pines. It's incredibly looked forward to in my community. We actually widened the roads years ago in anticipation of this project. We added lanes on Pines Boulevard. We added lanes on Pembroke Road. We added lanes on Sheridan Street. We are putting in a bridge over I-75 for Pembroke Road. And next year, I believe, we will be taking Pembroke Road finally out to its final destination on US 27 so that we have three fully functional east-west arteries in the city. We have widened north-south roads, and if we need to widen them more, we will. There will be additional traffic around this area because that's what downtowns do, and we are very eager to have it. And it's going to add a dimension of life to the city and the surrounding area that is incredibly anticipated and long awaited. This was deferred because of the recession and land values during the time, and it was just impossible to construct during that time, but this is long overdue, and we're very much looking forward to it. We are on top of every aspect of it, and there will be a traffic, there will be a mass transit hub in this location where people can take the bus, get off, go to where they want to go in the center, get back on a bus right there in a hub that's covered and all that, not rained on, and go home. And we're very much looking forward to that. So we've worked very hard on this. And we're at the point where we think it's going to be a winner, not just for us, but for the surrounding communities. And I look very forward to it happening.
For the purpose of discussion, are you making a motion to approve the item?
I do make a motion to approve.
And we have a second. And I know Commissioner Gans wanted to make a comment.
But I just want to say to piggyback on what you just said, knowing that you anticipated this and you still widened the road and it's still F-graded, let that be a lesson to the MPO and all of us that paving doesn't solve the traffic problems, clearly. So it's good to know.
You gotta get on a bus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. And then one more comment?
Yeah, I just to reiterate, Palm Avenue was not widened. You know, and I think anyone surrounding the activity center has a right to be able to leave their community. And again, I appreciate the expansion of right-of-way improvements within the city of Pembroke Pines along Pembroke Road. That's not anywhere near this development. And certainly, I'm always willing to take bus transportation wherever possible. But again, all I was trying to, my point was that some of the conditions that are existing out there need to be represented in the documentation that's shared with the group. And that was the whole reason for my commentary. So I appreciate staff's due diligence. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Seeing none, motion carries unanimously. Again, we'll keep you informed whether it's a February meeting or not. Happy New Year, everyone. Ms. Playboy, you have something to say? No? There's a Broward next workshop, February 4th.
It's going to go.
Anything else? It's not a committee meeting. It's the workshop. The three items. All right, everybody have a great day. Be safe.